perform muraqabah, meditation. Muraqabah is such a great act of worship that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his first ibadah, the first act of worship was muraqabah, meditation, that he used to perform in the cave of Hira. Muraqabah is also, you can define it as waiting. During muraqabah, a person in the heart remembers Allah. And with the heart, with the remembrance of Allah, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through Allah ta'ala, he's asking for Allah's magnificence and splendor and brilliance. He's requesting that. He's awaiting that. The pious predecessors of the deen, they adopted this method, this practice. And in our Naqshbandi order, all of the levels and the status, all of them attained and progressed through muraqabah. This muraqabah, until you do not learn this in the company of a teacher, and if you don't do it, then the effects of this muraqabah are not attained. You get the heights of muraqabah through sohbat, company of the teacher. Through the company of the teacher, the more the student does muraqabah in the company of the teacher, and his aqidah is correct, and he has love for the teacher, and he has itiqad and belief in the teacher, then all of the paths and the routes open up for him through muraqabah. This is our hard work. This is the effort of the Naqshbandi order. And we do not do jahar, loud dhikr, in Naqshbandi order. With a loud voice, in a loud voice, we don't get benefit. Yes, we don't do loud. The dhikr that we do, loud, this is khatam khwajgan. These verses we recite in advance to send ithali thawab, to convey the rewards. We have never, in the Naqshbandi order, we don't do loud dhikr. It's called bidah, innovation in the Naqshbandi order. All dhikr in the Naqshbandi order is silent. And that dhikr, which is done within, during muraqabah, to learn this, a person goes to the sheikh. So there are levels for this, there are heights for this. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to learn this. So understand what is muraqabah. It's a great action. Our mashayikh, our pious elders, 4 or 5 hours they used to do muraqabah. I saw my shaykh from morning until night, I saw him doing muraqabah. He, all of the times I sat and spent the company with Hazrat Sahib in Hajj or Umrah, and when he used to go for Hajj Umrah to the Haram Sharif, then after the faraid, the compulsory deeds, he would go into muraqabah from morning until evening, until night. Even during the night, every moment I saw Hazrat Sahib doing muraqabah in front of the Kaaba, the holy Kaaba. It's a great act of worship inside. This is the worship within the person, inside. So this is the tariqah and the Naqshbandi silsila order. Alhamdulillah, we have a connection with the Naqshbandi order. That's why I'm requesting you that I'm not rejecting any other silsila order. All the salasil are great. Alhamdulillah, they have all of their tariqah to find and to reach someone through loud dhikr from another action, because you are in the Naqshbandi order. And I consider this is the greatest silsila. So alhamdulillah, that's why I'm saying to you that if you in this silsila want to get progression, advancement, attain qurb, nearness of Allah, then do more muraqabah. And learn muraqabah from your shaykh. Don't think muraqabah is a minor deed. Sit for hours doing muraqabah. And slowly, slowly this starts. First 10 minutes you start. Just 5 minutes you can do muraqabah. 3 minutes start doing muraqabah. Then slowly increase it. And the method to do that, I'll tell you my friends, that put an alarm clock. Yes, 5 minutes alarm clock and start doing muraqabah. Then in that, the 5 minutes, definitely you'll sit for 5 minutes, isn't it? If you set the alarm, you know that until the alarm doesn't beep, I won't get up. And this is the speciality of muraqabah, that it doesn't matter how many thoughts come, doesn't matter how, if your attention is not being paid or it's not focused, doesn't matter if you are feeling up and down and old memories are coming to your mind. By Hazrat Sahib said, the full benefit reaches to that individual. Hazrat Thanvi Sahib Rahmatullah stated that muraqabah, in muraqabah, when a person sits, in any way or form he sits, completely he's a dhakir at that time, at that moment in time. So we want wealth. We don't care about the thoughts, etc. Because we're getting the wealth, we're getting the rewards. Let the thoughts come, ups and down, feelings. So here's shaitan, he shakes a person. Oh, so many thoughts are coming to you, you're getting distracted, you're thinking this and that. What's the benefit? But this is the biggest benefit. Alhamdulillah, that shaitan, that mashallah, that shaitan is trying to oppose you because he knows you are finding Allah. So sit in the remembrance of Allah. That moment is spent in your remembrance of Allah. It is the person who is alive at that time. Just to think for a moment, it is greater than thousands of years of worship. Because just to contemplate and think about Allah is a great thing, my brother. So muraqabah is thinking, pondering, contemplating. That's why the Naqshbandi Shaykh, we go to him and we request the Shaykh. The Shaykh says that those who don't get the benefit from my silence won't get no benefit from my speech. So here we don't get benefit from speeches and wa'id and lectures, rather from the company of the teacher we get the benefit. Just sit silently behind the teacher, that's it. Doesn't matter where he is. That masjid the Shaykh is sitting in, you can sit any corner of the masjid and you will draw on the fairs, the blessings. This is a unique order, the Naqshbandi order. This is the silsila order of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Learn it, understand it, but you get everything from effort, my friends, hard work. Spend hours, muraqabah, the method I just told you, start with 5 minutes, increase it, keep it increasing, alhamdulillah, and just take it up to 2-3 hours. Shaitan say, no, yaar, recite this, read this, oh, I've read everything, now I want to attain and get something. Yes, say that to shaitan, I want Allah's qurb, nearness, I've read everything and I will only get through muraqabah, this action that when I do muraqabah and meditate and think about Allah. So let's do muraqabah now inshallah. And in muraqabah, first of all, make a niyyah that the kalimat, the verses we recited, the thawab, the rewards for this, all our mashayikh, the blessed shaykhs, honorable shaykhs of the Naqshbandi order, we convey that to them. And Allah, through the wasila association, the Allah's magnificence, splendor, brilliance, Allah, we want that. On those latai spiritual lessons that our teachers given us lessons, we ask Allah, request Allah, that Allah Ta'ala please illuminate our lataif with your brilliance. This is asking, then close your eyes, focus on your heart, keep on doing Allah, 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 Alhamdulillah.